بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and in fact they are all very, very easy, and the reward of them are also very, very great. For example, the one we read that if a person gives a piece of a khajur in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that one little piece will be enough to save him from the fire of Jahannam. And in another hadith we read that just a piece of a khajur, not even a whole khajur, a person gives in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah makes it increase all the time until it becomes like the mountain of Uhud, so much a person gave in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Then the hadith that we read yesterday, that Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah is very pleased with that servant of his, that when he eats, he takes a morsel of food and he says, Alhamdulillah. He praises Allah Ta'ala. When he drinks a sip of water, he says, Alhamdulillah. No effort in it whatsoever. No, it's not time consuming. It is no mujahada and hard work. But by that, Allah is pleased with that person, in with whom Allah is pleased, that person is a wali of Allah. So a person can become a wali of Allah, not necessarily getting up for tahajjud, making long, long rakats, keeping many rosas. Just by eating and just by making shukr, a person can become the wali of Allah. And eating is such a thing, we all have to eat. Muslims, non-Muslims also, animals also, plants also need their water and fertilizer, everyone. But as a mu'min and as a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a natural thing, a person who is not thankful, a wife who is not thankful to her husband, husband who is not thankful to his wife, children who are not thankful to their parents, whoever is not thankful, that person has got no value whatsoever. So a person, and we really have to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. He is the actual, even if the wife cooked the food, the husband earned the money, and whoever prepared it, whatever, but it is only from Allah Ta'ala. And so just by saying a thing that we have to say, we've got no way out, and you become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Such a beautiful deen. A person can eat his roast, and he can eat his chicken and everything, and just make shukr, and you become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. And yet we don't do. How many of us, we forget our bismillah before eating the whole meal, not one time alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. After eating, we don't even read the dua, alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana. And we might think, I do that, but we can think for ourselves that our wives are preparing and serving us our food perhaps for the last 20, 30, 40 years. Think, did I ever tell her Jazakallah? We don't even say Jazak, and it's not her faris to cook for us. It is her favor that she cooks for us. But we don't even say Jazakallah. But let there be little bit something wrong. Something is gone cold. Something is too much salt, no salt, and how angry we become, and how we shout at that time. So forget being Muslim, mu'min, Muslims, we really are not even human beings. That's not the way and the culture of any human being also. So eating is also a very important aspect in our deen, and if we do it correctly, we can get great, great rewards, and in fact we can become the walis of Allah, just if we eat correctly. And one very important thing before all this is that we understand that the food, Allah has made it. That rice, the mutton, the chicken, whatever we are eating, flour, the farmer hasn't made it. He only makes the effort and his laborers work. But only Allah makes that grain of rice. Only Allah Ta'ala makes that corn of wheat. Only Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah has made the arrangement for it to be delivered to our house, where it is grown in another country in many cases, transported by trucks and on the roads made by all the people who build the roads. Then it goes to the docks, And there it is loaded onto the ships with cranes, etc. A lot of computer and paperwork is done. Then it's transported to warehouses. It is packed there and then it goes to wholesalers and retailers. Then we go and buy it for 100 rand or 200 rand. Where can we ever pay for all this? And the real, and all this is we only paying for the effort of the people, what they had made. The actual thing, the rice, water, no human being can make water. All the scientists in the world know that water is H2O, two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. And they got more than enough hydrogen and oxygen in their laboratories to tell them to make one drop of water. With all that oxygen and hydrogen and all their knowledge that there's two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen, nobody can make one drop of water. And Allah sends the water in what amounts from the skies in the clouds. So Allah is the only doer. So we must have that yaqeen that it is only Allah. And whatever effect is in the food or filling our stomach, giving us strength, etc., in the medicine that we have, that it gives us shifa, that we accept it. Allah has made those means. But if we believe that the medicine itself is giving us shifa, the food itself without Allah's command, then this is in fact shirk we are making. Because Allah alone is the doer. Allah has made this and Allah can withdraw it at any time. Clothes are to keep us warm. And we see how many times in winter we wear warm clothes, we are still feeling cold. And sometimes we did not put on our warm clothing, especially young children. They didn't put on their socks, their jackets. The parents shout them also, but they are not feeling cold. So it isn't in the clothes, it is in Allah's hand. When Allah wants us with all the clothes on our body, how many people, and then they are still, they are feeling so cold and they are shaking so much. And when Allah wants to, then with no clothes also you are comfortable. So it is all in the hands that the yaqeen, iman of ours must be correct. And then all the etiquettes of eating correctly and food and eating can make us walis of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen and then practice on our deen accordingly, and we see it's so easy to acquire the great treasures of Jannat while we are comfortable in this world doing all our things also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.